Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. So, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And was it a remarkable present for your birthday?
It was one of many.
Uh-huh.
So it was not my finest performance on a puzzle, but I did get through it.
Okay.
I got it done. Mm-hmm.
What issues arose?
Well, once again, I think I was doing it too late at night.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like I kept making mistakes, and I couldn't get any of the theme clues.
Oh.
It was a sports theme.
Yes.
Which I do like sports.
A sports and drinking theme.
Sports and drinking. Yeah, maybe that was the part that was holding me up there. But anyway, I was having trouble with the theme clues.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I eventually got through it, but it was a slog for me. A slog, though.
Well, I almost did it in 11:11. I did it in 11:10, and if I'd been paying attention, I would have waited one more second, because then I could have said my time was 11:11.
Oh, really? But, fast?
Yep. Wow. Although on the computer, it claims I did it in 31:54, but that's because I switched over to the phone, and this keeps running. But
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't have any major difficulties with it.
So it took me 23:50, so almost 24 minutes.
Hmm.
Which is
long for you.
Long, yeah, for Wednesday, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, as you say, you persevered. You
yep.
showed grit.
I did.
And why don't we talk about that theme?
Okay. Well, the theme, like we were saying, was a sports and drinking theme. There were, four clues that had question marks after them, so you know that it's going to be a little play on word answer. And they all related to sports bars. So the first one was sports bar purchases. I guess they all were sports bar purchases,
yes.
weren't
mm-hmm.
they? Yeah. It was the same clue each time, sports bar purchases. And the answers were, at 20 across, fantasy drafts, and then 33 across, penalty shots, 41 across, star pitchers, and then finally 56 across, triple doubles. So it's interesting to think that there are many sports terms that could also be related to being in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So drafts and shots and pitchers and doubles. So
what is a triple double?
I don't know.
Oh,
don't
you
know.
Don't?
No,
but it's baseball.
But I've heard, you know, like in movies and stuff, they'll say, make that a double. So I'm just assuming that's like a double drink. But I don't know what a triple double is.
But I'm assuming that's a legitimate baseball term.
I suppose if you had three doubles in a row, that would be triple double.
Right.
So.
Oh, I stand totally corrected by... let's see, sportslingo.com.
Uh-huh.
This occurs in basketball. I didn't even have the sport right.
Oh.
When a player has double-digit figures in at least three statistical categories, such as points, rebounds, and assists.
Oh.
Triple doubles, three double-digit figures.
So if you had like 10 rebounds and 12, basket or points and...
Points, rebounds, and assists.
And 10 assists. So yeah, that'd be a triple-double. Makes sense.
So obviously a good game.
Mm-hmm.
This, I assume that would make for a good game.
Yeah, it would be an excellent game.
Interesting. So, yeah. Okay, so let's see. The sports were, I don't know what sport fantasy draft.
Well, that's, you know, like
is that football?
Fantasy teams on the, you know, when you play online.
Okay, so that could be anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then penalty shots.
That would be hockey, right?
But the drinks are just the second part.
Yeah.
The doubles,
right.
the mm-hmm. pitchers, the
yeah.
shots, and the drafts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And star pitchers, of course, at baseball.
Sure.
Triple doubles basketball.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A clever theme by Nancy Serrano Wu.
Yeah. Very good, Nancy.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
There were... I thought actually there was a bit of irony to this, because didn't they just announce that they were changing their recommendations regarding drinking. They said, like, drinking in any quantity isn't great for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just sort of announced that a couple of days ago. So,
oh, my.
But I'm sure it doesn't count if you're drinking at a sports bar. I think that was the one exception.
Oh.
Don't drink. It's not good for you in any quantities except at sports bars.
Wow.
No, they didn't say that part.
Wow. That's major.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was sort of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to. I'm pretty sure I heard it.
Uh-huh. Well, very good. Well, the part that really added time to my final time was in, again, the upper middle. That's where I was having so much trouble yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Where six across was fuse. So I put meld, like M-E-L-D.
So always the question, is it meld or weld?
Well, I put meld.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant that six down, persons who identify as female in an alternative spelling, I had momyn, M-O-M-Y-N. And I thought, well, that
it's certainly an alternative. It's certainly an alternative spelling.
Yeah. But it turned out to be women spelled M-O-M.
W-O.
W-O-M-Y-N.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I'm going to have to research that because I've never heard that term.
Oh, you haven't?
Women spelled with a Y.
Well, they try and take, they don't want the word men in women.
Oh, well.
So it's sort of.
Like, why? So.
Well, they put a. Are you saying why is the question or why is the letter?
No, just I guess why is a question.
Oh,
they don't want men in women, like
it's like they want to be a completely separate.
Gender.
They don't want the men. They don't want men as part of the women name.
Oh, okay.
So I spelled it as W-O-M-I-N because I knew the pronunciation, but I didn't know that it was spelled with a Y.
Uh-huh.
And
I've never heard that concept.
Oh, yep.
So
mm-hmm. It exists.
Uh-huh. Well, I believe it.
And we can see it right there.
Uh-huh. So anyway, so when I turned meld to weld, then I finally solved the crossword.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that was my hang up there. Same place.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope it's not like that the rest of the week.
did you have trouble with nine down? Tang for one.
Yes. Because I was thinking of the drink.
Yeah, everybody who did this crossword was thinking of the drink. There's not anyone who thought the correct answer, dynasty.
Dynasty, yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
But, yeah, because I was like...
Like powdered drink, orange flavored.
Right. Yeah,
drink.
I started to see some of the letters come out of the crosses, and I'm like... What is this?
Uh-huh.
But I had the D, and I had the 15 across. Sounds good. Turned out to be okay. So I had the DY.
Uh-huh.
And an 18 across actually was fairly straightforward. Word after low or chow, and the answer was main. So I had DYN.
Uh-huh.
It's like at that point, I should be able to figure this out.
Uh-huh.
And but yeah. Oh, and 10 across, sugar-coated in a way, was iced.
Yes. I'd never heard that as a term for sugar-coated.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the derivation of that is, but I thought that was interesting. And it crossed the sea of ice, crossed 12 down. Bee's knees was cat's meow.
Yes.
That was brilliant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was good. I like that.
I
was having trouble at 30 across. Like a kitten cuddling with a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
I put rare.
I was thinking that word.
But it turned out to be cute.
Yes.
But I put rare in there, and I'm just like, and then, you know, it's like I had an A in the second square, and it was 31 down, home of the Sundance Film Festival. I'm like, well, I thought, was that in Aspen? Because it started with an A, but Aspen, of course, wouldn't fit.
Right.
But it's in Utah.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Sundance. Oh, yeah.
See, I think that's how we vary in our approach to these. I'll I generally, if I'm not sure about a word, will not put it down until I've got a couple of crosses that look like they're going to match. So I knew 31 down was Utah. So I had the U in there.
Yeah.
You know, I went for that first because it's just like, I'm pretty sure it's Utah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And another one that I did not know, there were actually two clues like this. 42 down, daddy in Spanish is papi. Mm-hmm. And dad, and then 59 down, dad in Chinese is baba.
Yeah, that's funny because for the second, baba in Yiddish, and I think some other languages as well, baba means grandmother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, wait, it means dad? And I looked it up in Wiktionary, or in Wikipedia, all the references to baba were to males. They didn't even mention grandmother
anywhere.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sort of insulting.
No, well, when I was taking Spanish, I thought that you know, the kind of the endearing form of father was papa, P-A-P-A, but they say it's papi.
Isn't papa, that sounds French, it sounds maybe it's Italian.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But
I thought it was also used in Spanish, but it's papi,
mm-hmm.
Papi. So there's a baseball player that, his nickname was the Big Peppy.
Really?
I can't think what his name was, but he just retired.
Maybe that was his real name.
No, it wasn't.
Maybe it was Daddy.
Now I know what that means, because I always thought, I wonder why they call him the Big Peppy. It's like Big Daddy. So
and
makes sense.
Speaking about six across, you know, you're talking about meld versus weld.
Mm-hmm.
We also have 19 across, phaser setting. Four letters, so it's either got to be kill or stun.
Right.
And it turned out to be stun.
I always put stun.
Well, most of the time they're setting it to stun.
Setting it to stun.
Phasers,
that's
right. You know, it's pretty,
set to stun.
It's pretty bad, though, that you've just got two settings. One that turns someone instantly into vapor, and the other that just knocks them out. It's just like, shouldn't there be some sort of an override before you set it to kill? I mean, you drop it on the ground and it fires accidentally, and there went one of those red shirts.
Did Captain Kirk ever say phaser set on kill?
No, that's probably the default. He had to say back down. Let's see.
I don't know
see.
How to respond to that.
For some reason, your watch wanted to join in the podcast.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why.
Let's see. 44 down. Muppet who speaks in a falsetto, and turned out to be Elmo.
Yes.
And I did a quick check. Elmo has been used, I believe, 613 times.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Actually, let me verify that number. Let's see. Elmo, and we are looking at xwordinfo.com. I'm sorry, 363 times.
That's a little more reasonable.
Right. And Kermit, 13 times.
Yep.
So Kermit definitely lost out to Elmo.
Uh-huh. I bet Bert is more than Ernie, just because it's a shorter name. But.
Well, that's a fascinating question here, and thanks to the power of xwordinfo.com. Bert was used 102 times. And Ernie, of course, that could be a whole bunch of different Ernies,
well,
right?
Well, that's true. It's got a lot of balls in it.
386.
Oh, yep. Huh.
You know, but that I'm sure there'd be some golfers in here, yeah. Or Ernie Ford.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Ernie Banks.
Yeah, baseball player.
Ernie Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Ernie Kovac.
Yeah.
I mean, a whole bunch of different different
there's a
Ernies.
Lot of different Berts, too, so.
That's true.
Uh-huh. But not,
that is quite
not
true.
As common. Mm-hmm. I think it's the vowels in Ernie that probably make it a little more attractive.
I think the most amazing clue for me, and this is where I ended up, was 53 down, symbol of poison on a warning label.
Uh-huh.
I started to spell it out, and I got M-R-Y-U-K, and I'm like, that's not a word. And that's where I got the answer.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out it was Mr. Yuck.
Mr. Yuck.
Oh,
yes.
You knew Mr. Yuck?
Oh, yes.
I did not know Mr. Yuck.
Yes. Mr. Yuck.
But I had a few yucks with an extra C in there.
Well, showing my age, since this is my birthday, I immediately thought skull and crossbones.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, I had skull. Because, I mean, that's what they use now. They use, or they certainly do on, you know, all the cartoons that I watch. Uh-huh. Don't know if that's really a definitive source uh-huh. there, but.
But I believe now it's Mr. Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And let's see. Oh, I liked 67 across. Golf is a good blank spoiled. And the answer is walk.
Yeah.
Golf
is
a good.
Funny.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Very, very old quote. I found a website called The Quote Investigator and claims that the earliest they could find it was from like 1901.
Oh, wow.
Some Irish newspaper uh-huh. apparently had that. Mm-hmm. So, right. I think that is probably it for today. Except for just one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a combination, listener mail and, oh, that's how you pronounce it,
oh,
segment.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to Lindsay. Lindsay writes in to say, the subject is Isla. I just discovered your podcast and I really enjoy it. We're delighted to hear that, Lindsay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
The discussion of the clues is fun, and I find myself joining the conversation from my car, responding. Okay, just as long as you don't do that while you're in heavy traffic, please turn us off on heavy traffic. We don't want to cause an accident here. On that note, I found myself replying yesterday on this clue. The actress Isla Fisher pronounces her name Isla.
Isla.
Thanks for the entertainment.
Uh-huh.
You are welcome, Lindsay, and thank you so much, because I think we had been saying it as Isla, or
yeah.
I'd been saying it as Isla.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, Isla.
Isla.
I guess that makes, well, I mean, it looks...
Looks like island, so yeah, it makes sense.
Yep, indeed.
Uh-huh.
So, and we also, I guess, owe an apology to Isla Fisher.
Yes.
If you're
sorry,
listening, Isla.
Uh-huh.
But again, thanks, Lindsay, for writing in
mm-hmm.
and providing both listener mail and an excuse for another, oh, that's how you pronounce it, segment. For anyone else who wants to contribute, help us with a pronunciation or just say hi, you can do what Lindsay just did. Drop us a line at crosswordpodcast@icloud.com or go to our Facebook page, Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Yes.
Otherwise, that's it for today. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.